Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Exciting subject tonight, something that Papa JF has been warning about for so long. Pussy, the great danger for the creator, because at some point when you build celebrity, you have money, you have fame, you have social status, you have desirability. But when comes the time to get to the bed and convert into baby making, you can see a funneling effect that is the most powerful force of nature I've ever seen in terms of converting a YouTuber trying to make babies. That's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous job, and it's never as dangerous as when a untrustable woman finds itself beside you in the bed. Stick Sex and Hammer has been fully raped and spied on and infiltrated by one of these cute Russian agents. Based Saxon says JF should wear those cool sunglasses on stream every once in a while. Yeah, they must be somewhere around. I would have to find them. Maybe they fell. I'd have to find them. John Drake says, if I was semi-famous, I would record everything I do. They always act these agents of the loose internet nebulous who eventually get a YouTuber in prison or arrested. They always act during election period. Orleans Parish Office. So that happened in New Orleans yesterday. Tarl Warwick arrested. Mugshots have been removed. Arrest date was September 30, so that's 2 days ago. So basically from Monday and Tuesday, Stick Sex and Hammer has been arrested. Charge text, domestic abuse battery, disposition hold. Docket number 0, bound amount set at $7,500, which should not be a problem for Sticks to pay. But he's going to have to face this process where it will depend, is the so-called victim around to testify? If she's there, she might want to put him in trouble. I feel that Sticks is getting extorted in some form. Perhaps there are lots of threats behind the scene that we don't understand about this. So, I'm a friend with Sticks. I consider him a friend. And back in the days, I remember when there were all sorts of false allegations about me, Sticks stood up to his own crowd saying, hey, why don't you talk about JF? And he said, Sticks said, as long as he's not in jail for a crime he's been found guilty of, I don't care. I don't care about anything anyone says. And so I would tend to have the same attitude toward Stick, Sex, and Hammer. I don't think that this indicates that he's wrong or that he's committed a crime or that he's committed this domestic abuse or battery. That being said, there are things there are some moments on stream that have happened recently with Sticks that personally are offending my morality. So we'll have a look, and it's like, they offend my morality. That means I consider that it's unacceptable behavior. That doesn't mean he's a criminal. That doesn't mean he committed battery. I think that, so people are saying, wasn't Sticks with a hot blonde Netherlands woman? Well, he was. So that's what I'm saying. It's very hard for YouTuber to convert their accumulated huge wealth and social status to convert into effective baby making. So Sticks went with this Netherlands girls. He's not been commenting much about it publicly, but people have guessed that there were some babies involved. There are some wild stories on his fan Reddit where people are claiming that there was a black guy involved. I think that is the rumor mill doing what it does. that there was a black guy and maybe the baby wasn't his at some point. People were questioning this. This he has denied. So I would tend to believe that perhaps he has children already with the woman in Netherlands. But something happened. And something happened that threw him in the race for the building of another family. Was it her that left him? Was it that the immigration was too hard on either side and neither of them could really make it to the other person? Was it him? Because Styx, let's not forget, Styx is a libertarian Satanist. I mean, no offense, friend, but like, you're a Satanist. Okay, so, I mean, between two witcheries and vocation in the forest, you never know what would happen. And he has grabby hands. He's a handy grab Satanist. I don't know how you guys say this in English, but he is a Satanist with sexual urges. And so this moment on Styx's stream, to me, is morally unacceptable. That doesn't mean it's criminal, but it's, you have to be careful when you're interacting with these fans that come to get fucked, because some of them are actually quite normies. Some of them, they're not totally into the streaming life, so You can't fuck them on screen, okay? You have to separate your stream life. So there was this young fan of his who's been around him, and it seems that she may be the girl who has reported him to the police and got him jailed, okay? And there was this moment on stream. It seems that she's complaining, and in fact, she's been complaining for many years about Styx, that he pressured her to get an abortion, or he pressured some woman to get an abortion, and that he is profiting off of his young female fans by trying to build a harem. Now, that would be her complaints that she has done on an account that was tied to her recently. Recently, it was established that this was her old Reddit account. So back in 2019, this girl is complaining, Styx is doing this, Styx is doing that, he's evil, he's trying to build a harem. But here she is, 3 years later, around Styx, ready to get fucked, with the Styx cap, ironically here, illustrating the snake eating its own tail. Unfortunately, it seems that Styx's snake has eaten Styx, and now there's no trace of him on the internet. Chuck Garrity says, I admire how Styx never sold out with ads and corny plugs. Yeah, he's a real OG of the internet. I respect him for that. And, you know, given his eccentric style, his Satanism, his loose morals, his lack of certainty about the universe, he is the perfect guy to be adored a little bit like a rock and roll star, you know. That creates an effect on women to be that kind of long hair bizarroid. And so it attracts young women. And this is one thing that if I was to coach young YouTubers, you have to get habituated to extremely beautiful women. And you're going to have to work on your self-control, okay? Work on your self-control. Yes, these boobs are amazing. Just, they are beyond what the usual male will experience. These legs are spectacular. But you need to self-control, and you need to remember not to squeeze the boobs of your fans on stream. You have to be careful. Look at what happened here.
Hey, this is my darling.
Man, Styx is a little drunk here. He's on a live stream, and you have to see the emotion in her face. He does a move that she does not accept. So I'm looking at her age. Man, this girl could be like 20 or something. Styx could be like 40 or something. Styx must be around my age, maybe 40, maybe a little more. Ah, and this girl is 20 and she has the Styx Exenhammer cap. The fact is, Styx has lived through two lives. He has two lives of maturity over this girl. He's 36, people say on the regular chat. Well, okay. So he's 36. He probably has more maturity than this girl. He should control himself. But look at the move. He goes for the boobs. Hey. Cut in 4K here on the JFG Tonight Show. We deliver high resolution on the news.
This is my darling.
This is my darling. And he goes in a way where he could be grabbing just her arm, but already you have the autistic look. This woman is a woman of the internet. This woman has been hanging out on the Kiwi farms for years. She has finally achieved what she wanted. Look at the bloodthirst here. She knows that he's about to do the move, and all she has to do is let her boobs be grabbed. She is kind of androgynous. When I look at her with a cap like this, this girl has some testosterone going on. She is a woman of the internet. Now, the thing is, you went there to get fucked by Styx Exenhammer, but you have to grant it to the woman. She may have went there to get fucked by Styx Exenhammer in private. But then I would say to the young girls, don't appear on stream. If you want to be part of the private life of a celebrity, demand that everything be private. If you're going on stream, then you're making a spectacle of your relationship already. Styx is so comfortable on screen, on stream. His life is on stream. We live live. We live the life, okay? So he's just going to be the sexual, obsessive Satanist that he is. I mean, there's some point at which you farm a certain quantity of Aragula and it makes you go insane and you become just a vibrating dick looking for a target. That's pretty much the state of Styx. This, you know, how Popeye had olive and he was eating spinach. Styx is growing the spinach and he's growing his harem of young fans that come to get fucked. And I'm looking at her. Yeah, there's some androgyny there. I mean, maybe it's the hat. A hat on a woman is always giving me hints of androgyny. Not sure about it. Anyway, so at this point, Styx has not yet violated the final body boundary, but you can see she's already in a state where she realizes the looseness of Styx thinking, and she's looking at him and saying, is he about to go there? Holy shit. Mm. And now you can see the surprise in her look. There was a change here. There was a, is this fucker going to be so loose as to go there? And meanwhile, Styx has not gone through even one cycle of his CPU. This girl is in a totally different world. This girl is overclocked. She's like, is he gonna do it? Oh yes, fuck, he's doing it. And at first, she's like, okay, do I just stay there and be happy that there's this creepy guy? Look at his teeth, bro. This is like, this is the creepiest approach to a woman's boobs I've seen in my whole career. I mean, like, you see this in, cartoons. You see this in a parody. But in terms of using this look unironically, this is fucking art. This is Satanist art. I mean, I've never done this even in private. Styx does it just in public. Now you're about to see the change of the cognitive state of the female as she realizes I'm getting my boobs grabbed by Styx publicly. And so she's trying to do the smiley emoji. This girl is a true artist. She is she's been hanging on kiwi farms. This is levels of autism that even I am incapable of. So she's been a fan of Styx. She's been also complaining on kiwi farms that she was unsatisfied with Styx and that Styx was trying to build a harem. But here she is 3 years later trying to be part of his harem, but she ended up boob grabbed publicly, humiliated by a drunk Styx. What was he thinking, says Dino Legovic. He was probably thinking about the boobs he was grabbing at this moment. I'm not an expert, but... Oh, and there is rejection. So at this point, she says, look, it's all good when you do this in private, but I haven't come onto your stream to be a porn OnlyFans performance partner.
Yes.
And he's like, yes. This is creepy, bro. This is where I say, I don't think Styx is a criminal. I think he's been engaging here with a woman who was willfully engaging in this but he just went too far. If she has not consented to be a porn celebrity, you cannot start a porn with your girlfriend on stream. So she's tried to subtly reject him. We will see the first subtle rejection here. Undoing of the fingers, undoes the grab, jujitsu style pushback of the arm, and she does a to signify, look, this is as little as I can do to not shame you on your stream, but please stop grabbing my boobs.
Yes.
And this fucking drunk idiot is and I love Styx. But you can't be there and say, yes. Oh, man. Styx is making it hard to defend him. Come on, Styx. This is creepy as fuck.
You done?
Ouch. She says, you're done. It doesn't seem done right now. It seems that you will be the one, lady, determining when he's done. because he's still in the grabbing position and still aiming for the boobs. Wow. She told you in front of the whole internet, you're done on your own stream.
No.
Okay.
And he says no. Okay, he's not done, as I had subtly detected through the nonverbal signs.
Only slightly.
Okay, so there was a tension in this relationship. The tension has escalated to 2 or 3 days ago. Styx being denunciated to the police by apparently this girl for battery, domestic abuse and battery. Now, with the evidence being already there on the internet that there was non-consensual boob grabbing, it would be awfully easy for her to make an easy case against Styx. This is why, as a celebrity, you always need to make sure that there is consent. No, not a single move without consent. Do you understand? If you want to rise as a YouTuber, not a single move toward the woman without consent. That's how you stay out of jail like Papa JF. End of the line, Joel says, the dude has 3 houses. How does he keep on top of this? Well, so, I mean, this is the situation. Now, people have exposed that this girl has posted in 2019 on Kiwi Farms, the woman being groped on video last night by Styx, posted on Kiwi Farms in 2019, accusing Styx of manipulating her to get an abortion and leading on young woman to create a harem. Now, this is the thing. This is a leftist framing, and this is the leftist problem. You can't complain that this guy wants to create a harem and drive to his house to be part of his harem. You can't want these two things. I think it should be the case that whenever a girl wants to be with you, it automatically erases any claims of criminality that she may have had in the past. Because it's like this girl is like saying, oh, he wants to build a harem out of young girls. And here I am. Well, what are you fucking doing on the couch of Styx if he's a disgusting harem builder? You want to be part of his harem? So let's have a look at this post that she had posted. Hey, so of all the things, maybe, but Styx is also a weirdo for cheating on so many women. They were in a long-distance relationship, which is why she visited him. Another girl came forward, and Styx allegedly had all of the girl's nudes on a USB. Okay, so those are allegations. I wouldn't believe them without evidence. This person responds, hey, so of all the things you guys could have looked into, my Steam account, was it? Wow. You spread photo of Nayela Instagram, yet fail to look into mine, where I am clearly drinking from the original Styx mug that I designed, by the way, and staring out of his bedroom window. Look, here's the thing. Tarl did something I could have never imagined would happen to me. He manipulated me into aborting our child on November 17th at 6 weeks, saying that if I chose to keep it, he refused to be emotionally invested and would only provide whatever fiscal support he was able. Styx, it's the contrary. When you find a fertile specimen, you inseminate and you care for her, and you shower her with happiness because she keeps the baby. Oh, man, this is so basic. Why would, if you're rich like Styx, why would you want to abort any baby that you have? It doesn't matter, Styx. You have infinite wealth. You can drop her if you want. She wanted to keep the baby. Let her go and raise the baby somewhere else. You are a Giga Chad Alpha. This is the mindset you need to be in if you're a YouTuber. You're a Giga Chad Alpha. You are like, what was this Chinese guy? The guy who was inseminating everyone. Anyways, you're like Hulk Hogan. What was his name? My brain is getting defective, let me tell you guys. Because this... Who was the biggest inseminator of Hall of History? Genghis Khan. That was Genghis Khan. You are Genghis Khan, Styx. Genghis Khan does not care about the details of abortion or not abortion. Genghis Khan was just making sure each of the girls were happy with their little bit of his wealth that they had. Genghis Khan the Conqueror, says Reb Cage. Yeah, exactly. End of the line, Joel says, I hope you don't have revelations that Styx was involved with PDD parties. No, I think that PDD was a different thing. See, but this is fascinating. As a comparative analysis, the classical traditional music industry, it's always like big gangs of sexual orgies. It's always big gangs of sexual extortion. You look at Jeff Epstein, and it was always bringing these politicians in. It was always social. But the as YouTube rises, what we have is harems built around a single man, the YouTuber, and all of these women trying to get attention. It's fascinating from a biologically comparative position. Now, okay, let's continue to read her tweet. So here, first error of Sticks. If she's right, if what she says is correct, that would be the first error of Sticks. He would guilt me, saying he didn't think I was ready to be a mother at 24, and he wasn't ready to be a father at 30. He said if I was afraid to go to the doctor, he could concoct a tea using herbs from his garden, and I wouldn't taste it or even know. It would be like a heavy period, and we can put this behind us. Okay, Sticks, you are an asshole, if that's true. I'd still consider Sticks a friend, but it's a friend with such different morals than mine that I can only respect you at a distance, Sticks. You have infinite resources. You keep all the babies, Sticks. Doesn't matter. If you don't want to be emotionally involved with her, you say, fuck off. And she goes along and be a single mother to your child, which is still better than an aborted baby. Let's continue. So here she is talking about Elizabeth, which would be the Netherlands cute woman. She says, it's my wish that Elizabeth knows what she's getting into marrying Tarl. What kind of woman with her status would want to marry a man who has pumped and dumped every woman he was with, all the while leading young girls on over the internet? Okay. So basically, this woman was posting this as a warning. It seems that ultimately we have the history of an obsessive woman who wants to build trouble around Sticks, Sex, and Hammer. And that's a relevant fact to analyze. So this girl wanted to trouble the relationship of Sticks in 2019, sacrificed a baby to keep the attention of Sticks. First, woman, you have the chance to be in a world where you do all the decisions concerning your pregnancy. So if you disagree with Sticks manipulating you and talking to you about his herb teas, his tea herbs, you just run away. You could have run away, lady, and you would have a baby, and you would have a promise by Sticks that even he's gonna even cover the minimum for this baby. That's amazing. You've scored, lady. Keep it up. No, she gets the abortion because she says Sticks told her, I will never love you if you don't get the abortion. That was obvious. To all women, I would say, if a guy tells you that, it's just a manipulative attempt. It's not true that he's going to keep loving you if you get the abortion. He's just trying his last threat. So to that last threat, the proper response is, I'm keeping the baby. That being said, here I'm giving weapons to the woman's side, which is not my intent at all. So let me zip it right now. Elizabeth was a slut, says After the Fire. Well, that is a strong statement. I am inclined to believe it. I don't know, but I am inclined to believe it. Western Kind says, JF, the child would have been mixed bred. So in the end, Sticks made the right call. Mixed bred between what? Mixed bred between...
Hey, this is my darling.
A YouTube fan and a old boob grabber. He is so proud. In a way, you have to admire the naivete of Sticks in this. He is so proud that he feels that he's being honored by the most beautiful boobs, and he wants to show his ownership of it publicly. And he's getting betrayed now. He's going to jail because of this. But in the end, he was just like a child who didn't think he deserved those boobs. And he he went to grab them. Oh man, this is so heartbreaking because I can understand. I can understand Styx didn't want to insult her or shame her publicly. He was truly proud. Like, it's a thing. Men are seeing their wives as a measure of their own value. I look at my current beautiful girlfriend and I'm like, wow, that is what I have achieved. I have achieved 10 out of 10 perfection. This is my score on life, 10. So Styx was demonstrating her as a trophy. And it was a very childish thing. Childish Styx, who got brought into doing this by alcohol. And now he's in jail because of it. Frog Eyes says, so this girl was stateside. What was her ethnicity? Well, the person who says it would be mixed bread is claiming that Styx is Asian. Okay, maybe he's part Asian. I don't know. Maybe he has 5% Asians. Anyways, it would have been a functional baby, I'm pretty sure. So that is the situation. That is all we know. And someone describing their relationship says they've been off and on for 7 years or something from what I can gather. So she's got back with him, I guess, after they broke up, and she posted about all the stuff that happened. So this girl has been around and using all of means, including public shaming and calling the authorities, to mess up the life of Styx. And let me tell you, when these people get into your life and try to mess it up, sometimes your only means of self-defense is some degree of threat, some degree of violence. Sometimes when you get hit, the only thing you can do is hit back or hit the punch that's coming. So Styx may have been engaging in violence, but the context of that violence to me remains to be elucidated. I wouldn't be surprised that she pushed him to the point where he had no outs. This is a woman who's ready to sacrifice a living child for the love of Styx. This is a woman who's probably insane in the head to levels that you guys on the regular chat can barely conceive of. This is probably an obsessive woman around Styx who wants to hurt him. After the fire, says Styx was also married and divorced to a Mexican chick and lived in Texas. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, regarding the PDD situation with all the male rappers and athletes, it is astonishing in retrospect how correct Tariq Bashid actually was in his documentary Buck Breaking that you reviewed. Absolutely. Buck Breaking has been pure poetry. In terms of a documentary going after, from a black nationalist perspective, basically going after the attack of the LGBT community onto black families, absolutely per art. So on Styx, that is all that we know. And I hope that Styx doesn't get in jail. I hope that this situation gets resolved. But to all the young YouTubers out there, careful, these poisonous vipers looking to exploit your fame, looking to get in and make trouble, they can really fuck up your life for good. And people have been complaining for months now that the content of Styx has diminished in quality, that he's been kind of tame and uninteresting. I know for sure, I know this, that your content as a creator will suffer when you have these women who are draining and trying to exploit all of the juice they can from you. Fuck them. After the fire, says, Styx got cornholed by Haitians in LA. Okay, I don't know about this. You're going to have to send me videos. So then I would like to also comment on the vice presidential debate. Interesting performance. Interesting debate. Not interesting. I wouldn't recommend you guys watch it. It's not important what was discussed that there. But interesting strategically. I think that the two sides performed okay. With J.D. Vance slightly above performance because he was more cognitively present. Perhaps the most important feature of this debate is how J.D. Vance fact-checked the journalists who were trying to fact-check him. And he was absolutely right. So the journalist misrepresented what Vance had said. Vance was saying, sometimes the children who disappear, they are used by migrants for drug smuggling. They are used as like false kids, puppet kids. He used the term. I don't remember what was the term, but basically the statement was they use the drug smugglers, the criminals, they can use children who are trafficked or who are lost and disappeared from regular society to pass better at the border. And the journalist then went to Tim Walz and says, is this true that you guys have been doing this? Like Kamala and you. So now CBS converted the accusations about drug smugglers to, oh yeah, Kamala is exploiting little children. Kamala is kidnapping children. And Tim Walz just said, oh yeah, that's not true. Well, it's not true, but also the accusation is highly defamatory and journalistically unethical. CBS, I don't know what the fuck. They were in such fact-checking aggressive mode against J.D. Vance that they lost it. And J.D. Vance came back and said, no, you're misrepresenting what I've said. Kamala, I didn't say Kamala is using puppet children. I said drug smugglers are. But that was very solid because it's time. It's one thing for Trump. You know, Trump has this wild way of answering to fact checks and, oh, yeah, it's more like a bullshit uncle. But J.D. Vance had a precise attack onto the journalist. And that was very welcome because she was absolutely in the wrong. That was the most spectacular moment of the debate. Other than this, you had two people claiming the middle, basically. So strategically, it wasn't an interesting debate politically. It was really just strategy, like boxing. You know how boxing has become boring because everything is too tactical, and it's a little bit that way with political debate. Nicolas Fuentes said on Twitter, Vance basically confirmed there will be no mass deportations last night and said he would support Israel's war with Iran. Despite all of the overt shilling, he represents the end of Trumpism. I totally agree with this analysis. One of the great disappointments in this debate is that basically you have J.D. Vance preparing the population for what he will deliver in terms of deportation program, and it's nothing. The journalist asked J.D. Vance, how will you do this deportation campaign? And J.D. Vance said, well, yeah, let's talk about it. We can start with criminals. There are many of these illegals who, on top of having entered the country illegally, have also committed other crimes. Those would be the easiest targets to deport. So if you're on that program, like I have to prove that you've committed a crime for you to be ejected from the US. First, you're on an already running program. This is already the case that we can catch these illegals and we can demand their extradition once they are imprisoned, and we can deprive them of a status in the US on the basis that they have committed a crime. This is already what should be going on. So there's no program to remove all of the others who have who have entered illegally. Because precisely in J.D. Vance's head, he wants to go after those who, on top of entering illegally, also commit a crime. So basically, he wants to go after the murderer and the rapist. But that is not enough to get to 2 million, 3 million deportations. That is enough to get you maybe 10,000 deportations. Because you're going to have lots of these crimes are never caught. The perpetrators are never caught, so you're going to have to prove in court, and it's going to be a long process, and only a small portion of those you go after will be deported in the end. So the idea that we are headed toward the mass deportation, the biggest program of deportation ever to be enacted in the U.S., is absolutely incorrect. It's a lie of Trump, and J.D. Vance revealed it. Shrink Mamel says, after having been with some troublesome woman, I feel really bad for Sticks. Yes, it really sucks. It really sucks when the woman go to state authorities. Man, it is such a sad thing. But it's happening more and more. What else about this debate? Oh yeah, there was an interesting Freudian slip in this debate. At the beginning, Tim Walz, at the beginning on the question of Israel and Iranian strike, Tim Walz says, there's no doubt it is a very important question, the question of Israel and its proxies in the Middle East. Now, Tim Walz is this white token guy whose basic role, set up by Kamala Harris for the Democrat campaign, is to look idiotic. So in a way, he's accomplished exactly what she wanted, which is, oh, Tim Walz, what a Freudian slip. You talk about Israel and its proxies in the Middle East. Normally, when we talk of some country and its proxies in the Middle East, it's Iran. Now, you're kind of saying the quiet part loud when you say Israel and its proxies. Because, yes, Israel has proxies in the Middle East. It's those people who run false flags and secret operations and spy operations. It's the kind of people who would distribute the pagers that eventually exploded in the hands of Hezbollah and other people. So Tim Walz was really on target with this Freudian slip. Israel and its proxies in the Middle East is a big problem. Yeah, it is. It is, Tim. Now, that being said, in the end, we have a slight overperformance by J.D. Vance. Extremely, there was lots of olive branch extension. There was a lot of, oh yeah, I'm super happy you talk about this. And ultimately, you had two candidates here who wanted to sell that they are family men. And, oh yeah, we're all about the family. But you had a J.D. Vance who was all about the family to build the family and the economy. And Tim Walz, who was all about the family, but only for women who want this. Because we have to offer the choice of abortion to women. So it was very subtle because in the end, these two guys across the years have converged toward very similar public positions. You don't have really a strong opposition to abortion on the J.D. Vance side. You don't really have a strong far leftism by Tim Walz because the job of Tim Walz is to make this election look like a nothing burger. It's to make it look like unimportant, and you're going to get pretty much the same thing whether you vote Democrat or Republicans, but the Republicans suck. So you had a lot of Tim Walz trying to be an alarmist on the rights of women, the rights to abortion, but I would say Tim Walz wasn't connecting very strong with it. Even like, as a right-winger, I don't care about these arguments, but even if you look at it from a leftist perspective, it wasn't exciting. It was like, let's look at some aspect of his performance, and he really sucks. He's not fascinating.
In the United States, and that contributes to the high housing prices. Governor Walz, The Harris campaign promises a $25,000 down payment assistance for first-time home buyers and a $10,000 tax credit. They also promise to build 3 million new homes. Where are you building these homes, and won't handing out that kind of money just drive up prices higher?
No, it's not handing out. We have, first, let me say this, this issue of housing, and I think those of you listening on this, the problem we've had is that we've got a lot of folks that see housing as another commodity. It can be bought up, it can be shifted, it can be moved around. Those are not folks living in those houses. Those of you listening tonight, that house is a big deal. I bought and owned one house in my life. My mom still lives in the house where I was. And when I think of a house, I'm thinking of Christmas services after midnight mass where you go with your family. We need to make it more affordable. And one of the things, as I said, this program that the vice president is pushing forward and bringing a new way of approaching this is something we're doing in Minnesota from that lead. We in the state invested in making sure our housing was the biggest investment that we'd ever made in housing. It starts to make it easier. We cut some of the red tape. Local folks, look, we can't do it at the federal level, but local folks make it easier to build those homes. And then that down payment assistance. I can tell all of you out there, one of the, certainly for me, using the GI Bill was one thing, but a veteran's home loan, the big thing about a veteran's home loan is you don't have to pay the down payment. Those are things that make it there. Now, look, you're going to pay it back.
It's, I'm not excited. Even if I'm a leftist, I'm not excited. Tim Walz is really a turn off. And J.D. Vance is a turn off to some extent. I think both of them, they're not strong salesmen. He was trying to just look normal and just not alarm people. And he succeeded at doing this, at looking like a moderate. And this whole debate looked very moderate.
And you're going to pay your mortgage. Those are things that we know in the long run, the appreciated value, the generational wealth that's created from it. And I will give Minneapolis an example. Minneapolis is the one city where we've seen the lowest.
And they were so much into their state. This was ridiculous. This was very poor strategy on both sides. You had fucking J.D. Vance bringing up Ohio all the time. You had this guy, Minnesota, Minnesota, that's what we've done in Minnesota. I'll bring you an example in Minneapolis. Bro, shut the fuck up. This is a vice presidential debate. They should be talking about wide ideas. I mean, at this point, it's like no one will hold you to any promise you do, but you have to be there, and if you want to charm the leftist vote, you have to be there and talk about their suffering and say, this is a problem, and we understand you, we care about you, we're going to fix that harm that was done by society toward you. You need to go deep. They were all about policies and states and my state, and we've seen it in my state. Silver Spider says, and nobody knew he had a tampon in the entire debate. People call him Tampon Tim. Is that because he has enabled trans tampons in men's toilet, in men's bathrooms? I don't know why you guys are calling him Tampon Tim. Anyways. So that's pretty much it for my review of the news tonight. And as far as the Iranian missile strike of Israel, womp womp, Iran's missile strikes killed zero Israelis. I have said that it was going to be a minor strike. People were very impressed by the number of flashes in the sky, but the number of that's a fireworks spectacle. What you have, that's a fireworks spectacle. It doesn't mean that it lands anywhere useful. Now, maybe it was such a targeted military strike that only jets were abolished in military buildings, perhaps, but I have yet to see the great military damage here. Western Kind United says, JF, they did not want to kill, but it was to demonstrate capability to impact targets. Well, they've demonstrated to me that all they can do is lob random balls in the sky and hope that it lands somewhere. That's your demonstration. that is it for tonight. Geo Burrow says, speak some français, JF, before you go. D'accord, je vais parler français. Oui, je suis un Québécois et je parlais français dans ma famille à l'époque. Mais maintenant, j'ai déménagé hors du Québec et je continue de parler français dans ma vie de tous les jours. Mais ma blonde est anglaise, donc elle ne comprend pas le français. Donc, je lui parle en anglais. Et donc, je vis moitié anglais, moitié français. Frog Eyes says, JF, please don't end up like Sticks. Keep your guard up versus the RCMP investigation. There's no problem because Papa JF has many layers of protection. I know this stuff. There's a reason why Mama JF ended up disappearing without me being in any trouble versus Sticks at the middle of New Orleans getting fucked by this agent. It's because I take precautions. I drop women in front of cameras alive. I make sure there are cameras. I make sure everything is recorded on phones. I make sure my trace of GPS activity records. I'm conscious of all this stuff every day, every minute. Every minute I'm asking, is there an alibi? What are the set of things that could happen that could be accused of me? And how do I make sure that I can prove that it's false? And you know what? I love the criminal process. I love the process of criminal investigation because for these guys, it took me a day to show them my evidence. You get in family courts, they don't care about evidence. They take loose allegations that are unprovably, they are unprovable. So I hate the process, the loose process of family courts, because that's a process in which you can't be innocent. When your wife is accusing you or your ex is accusing you of abuse, it was abusive. When? Somewhere between January 1st of 1988 and January 30 of 2007. How do you prove that you were not abusive over 27 years? You can't. But when it comes to criminal investigation, they were so much more serious about finding the truth that you can prove in a clap of the finger. I dropped her there. There were cameras. You're going to have the cameras in this angle. I then left a trace that I bought a burger there back on my way home without her. Boom. Frog Eyes says, Jeff, I know you're innocent. However, I'm concerned RCMP is going to cook something up anyways. Well, no, they're not headed that way. I believe they have fully understood and respected the fact that I'm not a criminal. Much love, everyone. Sleep well, and I'll see you all tomorrow, or maybe I'll be on a break. I don't know. I have some furniture to move here. Mamel, are you doing it on purpose, sending these late super chats that force the show to continue? He sends the last super chat and he says, there was also Doubting Thomas. Doubting Thomas says, JF, given that it is unlikely that Iran has deployable nuclear weapons and that they don't have any close or reliable nuclear allies, isn't Harris a far bigger risk than Trump to lead to a large-scale nuclear war, given our reckless engagement with Russia? I believe that Iran, potentially, in a full world war, would be aligned with nuclear powers. I believe that China, Russia, could eventually align with it. Not not because they're particularly sympathetic to the population of Iran, but strategically, I believe that the way the powers align might lead Iran to effectively have allies that are nuclear powers. Secondly, I don't think that Kamala Harris being voted in means Iran getting the nuclear bomb. I don't believe this. This is basically a premise that you seem to call for assuming. I don't think that's how it works. I think that the Democrat side is interested at Israel being a defensive position, not an offensive one, not one of extension, but to be in a defensive position, legitimately attack the people who try to hurt you or try to attack Israel, but not more than this. That is not leading Iran to acquire massive stocks of nuclear weapons soon. And anyways, as we've seen with their ballistic missiles, they're not even to the point of targeting. So it's like, even if they had something like a nuclear bomb, I feel that it would not be super advanced. Shrigmamel says, Jeff, I was talking to a guy at work. I told him I'm going to China and Taiwan to date women. He thinks I'm crazy for doing international dating. Well, it is as crazy. It is crazy, but it is also crazy to be inseminating well-established feminist Americans who will fuck you up.